U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has reaffirmed Washington's willingness to talk with North Korea about its weapons program, but only as part of a larger multilateral dialogue. Mr. Powell, on a four-day Asian tour, also said a solution must be found which addresses the problem of the North Korean people's extreme poverty. The Secretary of State met with Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi late Saturday and underscored the need for the United States, Japan, and South Korea to work together to reach a peaceful solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Mr. Powell told reporters Sunday that the Bush administration believes the issue is of concern to all nations and not, as Pyongyang insists, a matter to be resolved through bilateral negotiations with Washington.
The United States and Japan agreed that these concerns and these conversations and discussions must be addressed in a multilateral context for the simple reason it is not just a U.S.-North Korean problem. It's a problem that affects the entire region, and it's a problem that affects the entire world.
The dispute began 4 months ago after Washington accused North Korea of operating a secret nuclear weapons program. A Washington-led consortium halted fuel oil shipments to the North, and the North, in turn, expelled UN nuclear inspectors and withdrew from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Mr. Powell says the United States and other nations want to help the North Korean people, and that America will soon announce new food aid to the impoverished country. But he said other aid and improved international relations are unlikely unless the North stops developing nuclear weapons.
Unless North Korea ends its program, it cannot expect the benefits of relationships with the outside world. The outside world stands ready, willing, and able to assist North Korea with the problems that it faces internally, economic problems and simple problems of not having the ability to feed its people. We stand ready to help, but that help can only come when North Korea has abandoned its programs to achieve a nuclear weapons capability.
President Bush has sharply criticized Pyongyang's inability to feed its people, even as it spends huge sums on missiles and nuclear technology. As Mr. Powell said Sunday, you can't eat plutonium. The secretary will also discuss North Korea's nuclear ambitions with the leaders of China and South Korea over the next few days. The administration would like both nations to adopt its multilateral approach toward resolving the issue. Currently, Beijing and Seoul say Washington and Pyongyang should settle the matter through one-on-one negotiations. Amy Vickers, VOA News, Tokyo.